Spending a few minutes now with Widener women's basketball coach Elisa Kintner. Her squad having a fine season, off to an 8-1 start as they get ready to take on Hood down in Frederick, Maryland over the weekend. And first of all, congratulations. This has to have been a fun ride to this point, coming out of the gate so strong.
It has been, Matt. It's been a nice surprise. Coaching this team has been fun so far. So looking forward to the rest of the season going as well, hopefully.
If I'm sitting down with you on November 10th, the night before you open the season, and I say an 8-1 start, would that have been in your realm of possibility, or has this group exceeded early expectations?
They have definitely exceeded early expectations. I did not expect us to be 8-1. We have a young group. We brought in 9 freshmen, 16 players total with 4 upperclassmen. And if you would have said to me that we were going to be able to come off an 8-1 start with that many freshmen, I would have kind of probably laughed. So I'm really happy with this season so far. It's been fun. They have a lot of team chemistry. The culture has been great. I really totally believe that is what has changed for this team. They're buying into a system and they're playing it the correct way.
So was there an aha moment? Even, you know, you mentioned chemistry, a bus ride, a practice, or a moment during a game when you thought, hey, wait a minute, we've got something here.
I probably have to say it was against Messiah last week. We played some good teams coming in, just couldn't figure out whether we were good or we were just completing games. And when we took Messiah into overtime and the atmosphere that our kids had on the bench and on the floor, it really made you to believe that we had something special going on.
So for people who aren't familiar, who are some of the kids leading the way right now?
Right now, we have a junior, Devin Rimmer. She's second in the conference for scoring, I believe, at 8 points per game. She's really put the team on her back. I named her a captain a couple weeks into the season. She just changed from last year. She came in fit. She was determined. And she's really, truly been a leader on and off the court for us. And she's been leading by example as well. I mean, when things aren't going well, she's adjusting and taking us where we need to go. I have a couple seniors, which, you know, in the last couple years, we haven't been winning. And I think the determination there in Emily Hardy and Emma Gardy, they're really doing a good job of saying, you know, I don't want to go out like this. So I believe the leadership is also comes into play right now.
When you have a group that is exceeding expectations, and as you continue, if you're able to continue to have success, is there a conversation you have with the kids? Does the dynamic change that all of a sudden you kind of hit a point where opponents know that Widener's coming to town and you start getting circled on the calendar? And is there a way you have to have the kids ready to deal with that change in dynamic?
Funny you ask that, because I actually had that conversation before yesterday's game. Having Albury come into our gym and coming in 7-1, competing with, you know, our top team in the conference as well as top in the country, I said people notice that, and they're now coming after you, and they're going to treat you like one of the better teams in the conference. And every day you got to play your best game, because every game's they're going to give you their best game because they think you're very good. So I keep telling them to stay humble, make sure, you know, they're working at the little things, the fundamentals, and if we do that, then we'll continue to have success.
Is there a focus, is there an area that you're really looking at and going, if we can take X to another level, it could even take the whole team to a different level? Is there a focus right now when it comes to getting better?
Well, it's our energy. I truly believe that the way we're practicing and at a high energy level, the more energy we put on the floor, the better we are. You know, so one thing that I tell them every day is energy elevates our play, and they've been buying into that, and I really think that's true. With the energy is our defense. We're really stressing our defense. Our defense makes us go. When we get stops and defensive rebounds, we can really get out on the floor and run a little bit, and that's kind of what we want to do. So I would really say our energy, but our defense is what we're really focusing on, getting stops, getting defensive rebounds, and pushing the ball in transition.
In any season, how much of a challenge are the next few weeks through the holidays and stuff? And I know you guys, I think, are headed down to Florida for an event. Does it present extra challenges? Or because you'll hit a certain point where classes are out, does it make life easier because you're able to focus a little bit more solely on basketball?
I always believe December is the biggest challenge. You know, coaching for 16 years now, I always find this time of the year to be the toughest academically. So next week we start finals. And this week, a lot of professors give their final during this week, and I can kind of see it in them. I have a lot of high academic kids on our team, and you could see that they're struggling. You know, last night they get out of a game at 10 o'clock, and they may have had an 8 a.m. final this morning. So I am seeing a little bit of wear on them. I think once the finals gets over and we start to head to Florida, I think you'll see a little pep in their step a little bit. But right now is a challenging time for the next 2 weeks as far as finals and academics with these girls.